Okay, great to see you guys. Only two more to go, so hope you guys can enjoy it for the last 30 minutes or so. So I'm going to talk about the evaluation. It is a subjective evaluation with the musicians on the virtual acoustic system you guys just saw downstairs. So probably you guys have very good information about the basics of the system and configuration of the system as well. So I'm not going to go over too much details on the system configuration. The paper was done me and Wislaw Foschek. And objective of this system is evaluating musicians' overall impression on this new active acoustic system. Of course, and the effect of an active acoustic system on musicians' perception on acoustic, if they can hear or not, or if they like them or not. And if you can, I would like to investigate the relationship between objective room acoustic parameters and then musicians' preference on acoustics. So quickly go over, very quickly actually, because you guys all know this, we capture the impulse response of the space and then bring back to the reproduction system, which is downstairs in MMR. First, you have these sources in acoustic space, and you put some microphones, eight microphones in this case, and then we bring those responses to the system. We had eight bottom layer speakers, four middle layer, and four top layer speakers. And as you saw, that's the close-up. Probably you wanted to see the close-up of the speakers. That's the very close-up. So you have 12 drivers on each omnidirectional speaker. So in total, downstairs, you're actually playing Bang 196 different drivers at the same time. So here's another view from the test. Right? We had a string quartet sitting down. We were recording that performance, and we were making this system shaped like a dome, so they simulating the dome kind of acoustic space. For the detailed system configuration and the background of the system, you can check out these previous publications. So let's go to evaluation right away. For two years, 2012 and 2013, we luckily invited 11 professional string quartets from all over the place in Europe and North America and Japan. So a total of 44 musicians. The average former classical music training was 21 years. They were very experienced musicians. Of course, if you want to test a system like this, you might want to use a robot players, you know, laboratories and that kind of situation. But in this school, in music school, we wanted to try with the real musicians who's very reliable and consistent over plays. So they played a short excerpt of their choice. They were playing this piece over and over for the years. They even recorded that piece for the CD release, and they played this on different concert situations. So they were very familiar with that piece, and they chose 1 or 2 minute short excerpt to play in these acoustic spaces, conditions. And each conditions, they filled out questionnaire after playing in each condition. And they tuned and take little time to be adjusted into the new acoustic conditions, and we introduced the new conditions. So three acoustic conditions. Condition one, like we did for the different experiment. Condition one was system off. Condition two, with all the information, including early reflection, mid reverberation, and late reflections. Condition three was same as condition two, but we only extended the late reverberation. So only three conditions in this case. And of course, presentation order has been randomized. So here's a quick one-page summary of objective measurement according to ISO standard. So you can see the level has been changed at all. You can see a little bit of bump, but that is actually 0.1 dB difference. So we cannot hear the difference. So we match the level very carefully. And the reverb time, which is the most obvious parameters. So condition one, which was system of the MMR itself, the T30 was 1.3 8 seconds. We put lots of extra absorptions around the hole, so we brought down the reverberation time as much as we can. So 1.3, almost 1.4. And condition 2, we increased up to 1.74. And condition 3, it was going beyond 2 seconds, about 2.1 seconds. So pretty significant increase of the reverberation time. And when you think about IACC, which is interaural correlation coefficient, when you have lower number, which means the signals are more decorrelated, which means you're increasing the spatial impression of this, of the acoustic space. So condition 3, with more reverberations, more acoustic signals into the space, the IACC value came down to this number. For another subject, another parameter, ST1, which is the stage support, has been increased with the system on. And 2 was increased quite a bit, and condition 3 even increased a little bit more. So higher number means you have more feeling of support from the adjacent acoustic barriers and walls and surfaces. Means that you can feel more support while you apply. So that was the objective measurement. And we had 11 different questions. So each musician answered for 11 questions. First set of questions was about the stage support, how easy it was to play, and how easy of hearing others and themselves, how was maintaining tempos, hearing dynamics, and so forth. The other set was more about the reverberations and spatial image, amount of reverberation, quality of reverberation, and envelopment and high sensation. And we also asked about tonal quality, which is timbre or tone quality, and the clarity of the acoustic space. And at the end, they had to choose which condition they preferred most. So preference first, because we are always interested in what they like. Right? Condition 3, with more extended late reverberation, was chosen by 50% of the musicians. And 31% of the musicians chose condition 2. And only 18% chose the natural, the inherent acoustics of MMR. So many musicians chose the acoustics with enhanced by the system. And to identify the pattern of musicians' response to the question, we performed a factor analysis, in other words, a principal component analysis, to see how we can group the musicians' responses to each question, if there is any patterns, if there is any dimensions we can observe. We did this analysis. With this analysis, we found three different dimensions. First, this one. Okay. Can I have? Okay. These questions, this is Q4, question 1, question 2, 3, 7. These questions are related with stage support and clarity parameters. So they were together, which means musicians felt they heard these kind of questions and they reliably answered the questions with a similar pattern. Right? And then second component was about spatial impressions, about the quality of the reverberation, amount of the reverberation, and so forth. Again, they heard those parameters reliably and identify those questions are kind of together. And you have one very long question right there. Question 9 was tonal balance. Very interesting about that. And there are some studies about it. Timbre is not just one parameter, right? Then our next presenter, Sung-Hee Chun, is expert in timbre perception. Timbre is a very complex parameter to be determined, to be defined. So timbre was right there alone, means that musicians thought our tonal balance is something different from stage support parameters or spatial impression. It's something different. And you have one more question left right there, right in the middle, which is not in any of those dimensions, which was quality of reverberation. it's a pretty reasonable result, because quality, when you talk about quality of reverb, you cannot just define it as a spatial impression or support or clarity. It's kind of complex definition as well, like tone quality. So we can see that musicians, we can see those musicians' response in this 3D dimension. So that was factor analysis. We did one more analysis, something called the multiple regression analysis, to find the best questions describing musicians' preference in each question. So we had these preference answers, and when you look at that, when you look at all three questions, all three conditions preference, what is the most salient, what is the most related questions describing their preference? There were three questions: quality of reverberation, and amount of reverberation, and hearing other musicians. The R-square value was about 0.5, means about 50% of their preference can be described by these three parameters or questions. When you just look at condition three, which had about half of the vote from the musicians, those three parameters came up: quality of reverberation again, and then hearing other musicians again, and one more, height sensation. Those three questions were explaining more than 50% of their preference on condition three. So very quick conclusion. The results show that very strong preference on enhanced acoustics over inherent acoustics of MMR. Second conclusion, factor analysis revealed the musicians are able to reliably distinguish or identify and describe the acoustic differences between three acoustic conditions. The three primary underlying perceptual dimensions were stage support and spatial impression and tone balance. The last conclusion, quality of reverberation and amount of reverberation and hearing other musicians and high sensation were four most salient attributes explaining musicians' preference on virtual acoustics. That's about it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doyen. Again, we have time for a quick question. Is Song Hee coming up?
Just out of curiosity, when with your questionnaires to the musicians,
right,
did you do any assessment afterwards as to the ones, you had them basically divided, you had the three categories that they had chosen, 50% choosing the supported with them.
Right.
Did you look at what instruments each of them played, who preferred the different ones, and how did that break down? Was it?
Actually, we didn't specifically look at by different instrument, but with a brief analysis, there were not significant effect by the instrument. There were very small effect by the instrument, especially on viola. They chose a little differently for certain sections, but not very significant. That's what we found.
Thanks. So it's not a correlation. There's no correlation between the frequency response of the instruments they play versus their preference.
So far, we haven't found anything like that.
Thanks.
Niels.
Just a question about the reverberation time. What frequency bands did you average the reverberation time over?
Reverberation time. The graph I was showing was from 500 hertz to 4,000 hertz averaged. Yep.
Okay, don't see anybody else. Thank you very much.
Thank you.